What day of the week is
hardly thrilling?
It's thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling.
Thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling subject.
You don't sound thrilled about it.
All right, fine. I'm thrilled. Okay, thrilled.
Oh, great.
It's just Thursday.
Thursday
is more than just another Thursday.
All right, then.
Come on, thrill me. Chill me.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And as the mainstream media dwells on things that, well, captures the imagination, I guess, they bypass the real news. Let's see. Epic Times this morning. Three warfares doctrine underpins CCP's sprawling campaign to infiltrate the West. Workers who maintain supply chain warn of worldwide system collapse. Congressional testimony on deadly Afghan drone strike contradicts records. YouTube bans all harmful vaccine content from its platform. Nearly 200 Minnesota healthcare workers sue employers over vaccine mandates. Texas conducting audit of 2020 election results. New York healthcare workers, teachers likely ineligible for unemployment if fired over vaccine mandate. Make them fire you anyway. Be prepared. Dip into the savings. It's also an at-will. At-will state. And General Milley defends talking to political reporters. Says some details in book are wrong. It's interesting he had so many concerns about the safety of this country, yet he went to political reporters first rather than going to United States representatives. I find that extremely interesting. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Head over to our webpage today because this is something serious and it is going on right now. Should the American flag, Old Glory, the Stars and Stripes, be redesigned? It's exactly what they're trying to do. They even have designs coming in. You can find that on my webpage. You can find that story there. Yesterday's poll question, do you feel as though your political party represents you? Or do they represent the local ruling class? Those with money? Or those who are deemed electable, who play the game? 82% of those participating said the local ruling elite. 10% said neither. 8% had faith and said, we the people. Oh, how people are learning, how eyes are being opened every single day. So what happens when you bring forward the corruption, whether it be with the Washoe County Commission, whether it be with the school board? Well, you're brought up on charges. Yeah. You might have seen that the county is going after Mike Clark. For what? For dispensing information that wasn't untruthful? No. He's being punished because he let you know about it. He let you know about what was going on behind the scenes. So he's being pulled up on charges. Washoe County School Board of Trustees bringing up charges against Jeff Church. Why? Did he do something wrong? In their eyes, yes. He revealed the corruption. He brought it to your attention. He was just asking questions. That's how badly They want to keep this information from you. School board, they all got to go except for Jeff. Washoe County Commission, they all got to go except for Jeannie Herman. Reno City Council, they've all got to go. It's the Monica Jay Show, so let's get back into this. Talk and text 884-9910. I wanted to let you know about something that's going on as we complain about industries going away and people's health. Well, you're going to love this. This is also included in the week of stories that you can go and read for yourself and go all the way through. This is coming from New Atlas. Lab-grown coffee. Oh, you thought it just stopped at the meat. Lab-grown coffee cuts out the beans and deforestation. Because so many people are literally addicted to coffee. I drank it for a while, but it made me talk so fast, it was a blur. They couldn't understand what I was saying. So I stopped. I don't drink coffee. I drink water. So it is in your mind, it is an addiction that you've got to have those high-priced coffees. You don't. But people want to be a part of the crowd, you know, with their mug. Oh, look where I went. Look what I can afford. You know how many industries that's going to cut out? All in the name of the environment, the climate change, deforestation. You're going to get your coffee now from a lab. We've seen lab-grown meats, ribeyes, burgers, chicken tenders. They put it back to the same thing. It's those chicken, pig, and cow farts that are ruining the climate, ruining this world. So everything's coming out of a lab. You know what happens with lab-grown meats? You lose the real protein. When all of these things are made from plants, plant protein is not as good for you as meat protein. This is a proven fact. So if you're eating plant-based foods, plant-based protein, then what's happening? You're weakening your system. And just so you know, the hypocrisy out there, there is a fancy restaurant that the rich go to in New York. And after the COVID shutdown, it came back. 11 Madison Park Restaurant. It came back as a totally vegan restaurant with fully plant-based vegan menu. Yeah. But what's behind that door? A secret meat room. I kid you not. A secret meat room that the mega rich and the leftist elites can go into and have the real thing. You're the ones. We are the ones that are supposed to be eating the plant-based stuff. Not them. They want their steaks. They want all that good stuff. They want how our bodies react. Why do you think the caveman went so strongly for the meat? The meat that could be saved to get you through the winter. Huh. I wonder how plant-based proteins are going to go through that. Because we're going to have some pretty harsh winters coming. Pick up a copy, by the way, of the Farmer's Almanac. That thing is, wow. It's literally like a looking glass into what our weather's going to be like. I wonder why it doesn't say there's climate change. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back with your calls, with your phone calls, your texts, 884-9910. Mike's on the line. Hang on, Mike. We got to get a quick traffic report, and then we will be back on the Monica Jay Show.
This is not headline news. There's a new Britney Spears documentary coming out. It picks up where the last one left off, with you wondering why there's a Britney Spears documentary. The most popular Halloween costumes for pets this year include a pumpkin, a hot dog, and a superhero. The most popular Halloween activity for pets? Plotting their revenge. The U.S. is experiencing a natural gas shortage. Chipotle, a nation turns its lonely eyes to you. And Chevy posted a photo of the new Corvette. But not the new Corvette driver, because who wants to look at a middle-aged balding guy? This is not headline news.
Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Mike this morning. Mike wants to talk about fake meats. Hey, Mike.
Well, good morning, Monica.
How are you doing?
Oh, just Smurfy.
Love it. So what do you think about all these lab-grown foods that we're going to be forced to eat here soon?
Yeah, that'll never happen in my household ever. Our family is a huge ranching family in the Gardnerville area, and we've raised cows all of our lives since the 1880s, and so that will never happen in our place. You know, it just astounds me, and you know, I have conversations with, you know, environmentalists and cow haters, pig haters. And they're like, oh, you know, meat is destroying the planet and plant, you know, protein is the same as animal protein and protein is protein. And I said, you're a moron. That is absolutely not true. There are so many more amino acids and completely different chemistry makeup of plant-based protein versus animal-based protein. Like you said, the cavemen didn't and we didn't as humans get bigger brains because we were eating carrots. We were eating meat, and that allowed human beings to, you know, move up and push up and get bigger brains and be able to become what we are as humans. And that was due to meat. So these doofus people that are going to be like, oh, well, I'm not going to eat meat and everything, but then they're going to go out to the Burger King and buy the Impossible Burger. I don't understand this, because if you don't like meat and you don't want to eat meat, then why do you continuously go out and look for things that taste like meat? Why don't you just eat a carrot or a celery or whatever? It's just complete. It makes no sense why these people want to have something that tastes like a hamburger, but they don't want to eat meat.
Vice versa. It's on the people who, you know, are being pressured into it to feel guilty. I mean, look at the commercials that they have, how they've got the little girl who's selling the, you know, oh, try this, you know, oh, if kids will eat it.
Oh, yeah, the garden burger thing.
Yeah, the whole garden burger thing. And it's manipulation to get us with weaker minds, weaker bodies, and you know, I'm glad that
you... And weaker immune systems, too.
Yeah, and weaker immune systems.
It affects your immune systems because, you know, the whole, when I grew up, I ate dirt, played in the mud, you know, drank water out of a hose. You know what? I honestly feel that is 100% true because, you know, bacteria exposing children to things that make them sick, as long as you're not going, you know, over the board, whatever, that helps them become stronger. And to shelter children and not give them the proteins they need and not letting them get sick and sheltering and hand sanitizing all the time, it's just making for weaker humans. And, that everybody's got psoriasis. They all have allergies these days. Nobody's breastfed anymore, God forbid.
And we have the super bacterias because we've used antibacterials, you know, soaps and everything else on our skins that now we've created super bacterias.
Well, and not only that, it's been pumped into the food supply, into the cows and the animals for so long that all those bacterias and streps and all that have become, like you said, super bacterias because they've been just, you know, continuously wiped out. Now all the drugs, of course, that we have don't work anymore because, you know, for 50 or 70 or 80 years, we've been pumping animals full of them. Natural, 100% grass-fed beef that has, you know, just been allowed to go out there and roam around and be a cow and then made into hamburgers is the best thing you can feed to your family, hands down.
So I got to change the subject here quickly, but since you are from a ranching family, how about that new slaughterhouse?
Oh, yeah. You know, our family has been, we're just under Job's Peak, and we've been out there since the 1885, I think it was, with our family. And, you know, the industry just ain't what it used to be. There aren't as many men left in the family running things, and the kids don't want to run the ranch anymore. And so
they want to be on the computers. You
know, yeah. Well, and you know, it's just one of those things that it's just like, you know, there's just no money in raising animals. Everything is factory processed, factory run these days. And the small time farmers and ranchers are just being pushed away.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's to the point where, you know, we own a considerable amount of land in Gardnerville area. My dad remarried and his wife's family is the ranchers. And, you know, it's coming to a point where we're just probably not going to be in beef anymore because there's more money and less stress raising, you know, growing alfalfa and hay and supplying that to other farms in the Urington area and all around. So, unfortunately, you know, I don't know how much longer we'll be in cows. You know, I'm obviously not a cowboy. I'm, you know, just a normal city dweller. But, you know, it's kind of sad because, you know, that is just a dying, you know, a dying lifestyle. And, you know, I don't know what'll happen to what we're going to do with our land afterwards. You know, we have it in perpetuity.
Sell it to developers.
The land got not traded off, but handed off to not environmentalists, but it'll be open land for the rest of eternity. There will be no development on our land ever. So it's in the hands of remaining free open range.
Yeah, but keep those cows coming because boy, it's, you know, you look at the big farms, that are owned by China. You know, we need
Smithfield. Smithfield is a pork processing plant that is owned by China.
Yeah. We need mom and pops out there, the ranchers, the farmers.
Really wish, you know,
or
the
we're not going to have
point
food.
On that is, yeah, I mean, I really wish there was a way that farmers in the Carson Valley, Eagle Valley areas could be able to pull together and have somewhere where they could sell their beef products and, you know, pork products, whatever they're, you know, ranching, and have it sold locally through, you know, butchers or the Safeways or the Smiths or whatever. But it's just impossible to get into that market because it's so heavily dominated by the big factory ranching, you know, production processing plants and all that, that there's just no way to finagle your way in there. And so, you know, normally you're not selling a cow to, you know, the Smith family over here or the Davis family. Oh, we need a cow. And
You know, I disagree with you on that. We just need to push it more because that's how we get a lot of our beef is my mom and I, we buy a cow. So it's,
I wish more people were like that.
We need more local slaughterhouses that can actually get the job done because, you know, the bigger ones, they won't deal with the mom and pop ranchers. So, Mike, thanks for hanging on and continuing the conversation. I appreciate it because
we'll catch you next time, sweetheart.
Thank you. This is something that our food supply, we've talked about it. We've talked about our health care. We've talked about our, you know, banks now. Our food supply is also being taken away from us. And if you watch anybody like Ice Age Farmer, you should know, you should have your own chickens. You should have somebody that knows somebody who has pigs, who has beef. Because in the future, you will not have access to it. I know you say that sounds dumb, but it's true. Why do you think that they are doing all of this climate, this Green New Deal? Only the elite will be able to buy beef, to buy the real thing, because that's the way they want it. All of us serfs down here will have to, What was that Soylent Green stuff? Never mind. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. When we return, Marbury versus Madison. Cloud will join us on the Monica Jay Show.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1. KKFT. 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And we love sharing those opinions. And we can disagree, too. But you know what? Do it civilly. And after attending a Washoe County Central Committee meeting, it's just amazing that how Republicans are all, we need to bring the party together. We need to unite against the Democrats. But then when they're challenged and somebody else has a different opinion, they take their toys and go home. We the people will listen to everybody. But we the people are the majority. And we're tired of being shouted down or put out because of the elites. Those who have money, those who have power. Even locally. Yesterday's poll question, do you feel as though your political party represents you or do they represent the local ruling elite? 82% of those participating in the poll said the local ruling elite. They don't stand for you and I. Well, just so you know, we're changing that. Today's poll question, should the American flag, Old Glory, the Stars and Stripes be redesigned? Because that's what they're doing. They're working on it. And with Democrats having the voting majority, if they get even more, I can guarantee you that flag will be changed. Our flag will be changed to something inclusive, to something that brings equity. No. It's red, white, and blue for a reason. The stars, the stripes, they are there for a reason. The reason that flag has been changed in the past is just to add more stars as we grow. Let's go back to, as we talk about America in this country, let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and talk about Marbury versus Madison. Cloud is joining us right now. Hi, Cloud.
Morning, Monica.
Morning. Thanks for calling in to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, thanks for having me, huh?
Give a little education for people.
Yes, I do. There's a very famous case that occurred in 1803. It's called Marbury versus Madison. And basically, in a nutshell, it says no state shall pass a law, any law, that abrogates the rights delineated in the Constitution of the United States of America. So in other words, what that means is that the legislatures, the House of Representatives, or whoever is involved in all that stuff, they can pass any law they want all day and all night. But if it conflicts with the Constitution, which is the common law of the land, the grand law, it is therefore null and void. But most people don't know about this case. They just go to court if they get a ticket for hunting or fishing without a license. They just go in, oh, okay, I'll pay the fine versus going to jail or whatever. Instead of standing up and fighting the case, taking it to trial, and make the people know that you can't do this to us. We have guaranteed unalienable rights.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean, well, we can change it whenever we feel like it. No, no, no.
Well, that's because the education system doesn't teach people anything about this.
That's right. That's right. It was taken out of schools, I believe, in 1953 because too many people knew their constitutional rights. So they took it out of the schools. It used to be called the civics class.
Yeah.
And myself, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a freedom fighter. I'm an oath keeper. I'm a patriot. And I know these laws because I'm dealing with, personally right now, a unlicensed driver, unregistered vehicle. Well, I registered it once. That's all that's required. That's taxing you and basically renting you your vehicle that is not a commercial vehicle. So they think that they're going to charge people yearly or bi-yearly or every other year to register their vehicle. You don't have to do that. You don't have to have a driver's license to travel in a carriage. And a carriage in today's times would be a car or a van or a truck. Now, if you drive a commercial vehicle like a taco truck, a taxi, a limo, a bus, whatever have you, you must have a commercial license. But just to travel from point A to point B in your privately owned vehicle, you don't have to have a driver's license and you don't have to have it registered up to date as long as you register it once. The DMV was created so that people who made commerce, which is money, the money that went from those people, from those licenses, was to pay for the upkeep of the highways and byways. But as you look around the country, the streets look like they've been chipped up with concrete breakers and stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. You can drive down like...
And then you have gas taxes that they say that are going to pay for that. And then you have all these other taxes that are removed that have to pay for that. So, but Cloud, I have to let you go. I've got two other callers hanging on the line. But that's the thing people need to understand as well is the Supreme Court is not the supreme law of the land. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Cloud, thank you for this education and for what you do to keeping us as constitutional country. Quickly.
Can I? The United States Supreme Court upholds the right to travel in the United States anywhere.
Keep that in mind when Fauci says and Biden says you need to have a shot to travel. This is all going to come to a head. We need more constitutional lawyers out there and not people who say they teach constitutional law who don't stand up for constitutional law. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Bruce this morning. Bruce wants to talk about the food supply. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind? And thanks for calling 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And I'm riding my road bike along Veterans Parkway. And if the CARES campus is missing some homeless people, they're all underneath the culverts anyway. That's a side note. The one area that we need to really address is the hospitality industry has been absolutely decimated in the last year and a half. And speaking to those on the institutional side, which I was on for 35 years, retired, thankfully, and talking to restaurant owners, it's a challenge because of employee issues, food issues, pricing going up, and then this COVID cloud that hangs over them, and knowing that the health department has been weaponized. And we'd like to hear from, you know, other operators, owners, that type of thing, and even wondering how Dr. Simon is faring down there.
You know, I can tell you firsthand, Bruce, that we're having to move our monthly meetings because, you know, there are different Republican groups and I'm sure Democrat groups or, you know, whatever, that meet monthly and they try to have programs of speakers and things like that. And we just got hit with a $40 per person, you know, where we used to do $23 or $24 you know, events, and now we're up to $40, and we might even have to raise it above that. It's like everybody is hurting, and it's shutting down the industry because we might even have to stop having our meetings, you know?
Yeah, and another equation is that a lot of the, you know, employees, whether they're line cook, chef, they're waiters, waitresses, they rely on public transportation, and what's happening with that right now?
That is just, that's a tough one because I know that the people rely on the transportation, but those bus drivers also rely on having good health care, you know, and I've been through that situation where the company I worked for three times in my career with them lessened our health insurance. And it was just a disaster every single time. And every single time, well, let's just say I had more benefits removed. So, you know, that's what people are facing. It's hurting everybody. And it's all because of our federal government and our state government.
Yeah. It comes from Carson City and what's going on there. And you have restaurant owners that are ending up have to cook themselves and they're exhausted. Both physically and mentally.
Well, now you have the restaurants, you know, even the fast food places, stuff like that. They just close. They're not open after 5 o'clock when people want to eat.
And they also do to-go only.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, thank you so much for calling in today, and you be safe out on the roads. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Tonight, the Cincinnati Bengals welcome the Jacksonville Jaguars. Zoologists agree a tiger would always beat a jaguar. But this isn't the wild. It's Thursday Night Football tonight.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local. Right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You know, we talk a lot about calling the senators, calling the congressmen, calling your representatives. Don't just call your representatives. Call all the representatives, even if they're not in your party. Because sometimes you can talk sense into people. This is just coming in. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Kristen Sinema, and she's at the blonde out of Arizona, and Joe Manchin, who are both Democrats, are opposing their own party on passing a $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. So, there you have it. Sometimes people on the other side do look at what is best for the entire country. And not all Democrats are communists, flaming liberals. Some of them believe that, you know, we need to help we the people, but we don't need to coddle and completely support we the people. So good for them. Very proud of them. Just as a little side note here, this is pretty funny. I love the cartoons that or the memes that you guys send me. Picture the ladies on The View sitting behind their little table with their little cups of coffee, Joy and Whippy. And below it, it says, these are the farting cows that are destroying the planet. Yeah. Yeah, they are. Somebody just sent in, it's time we the people need a new party. No, we don't. We the people have a party. We have a party platform of less government, more inclusion, less taxes, better border security. It's called the Republican Party. What we, the people, need to do is take it back. Just like they did in Las Vegas. And just like we are doing here in Washoe County. We are not going to let the few elite, the big business owners, the landowners, the good old boys club, we are not going to let them exclude we the people. We are not going to let them charge us to be able to have a voice in our party. Things are changing in the Republican Party, in the Washoe County Republican Party. If you've changed your party affiliation, get ready to take it back. It's a beautiful, beautiful time to be a Republican. Because we see what we can do, especially when we tell people the truth. Oh, Joni, I'm sorry. My mother-in-law is in the hospital in Oregon. She's not doing well. I called the hospital and was told no visitors are allowed as per the governor of Oregon. Remember when all this BS started? You've got countries around the world that are telling people this is just the flu, and they've opened up. No restrictions. Sweden, Norway, others. This BS has got to stop. How many people died in your life that you couldn't say goodbye? This is still going on. And it's time for it to stop. The problem is, it's only going on in Democrat controlled states. So for all the independents out there, all the libertarians, all the Green Party who see what they're doing under the guise of climate change and the Green New Deal, we need to unite under the Republican Party. And we need to get these people out. True patriots, those libertarians and independents, we need to get the rhinos out. And we need your help to do it. It's the Monica Jay Show. Just contact me. I'll let you know how you can do it. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love you. God bless. Have an amazing day. You deserve it.